This year, I made an oath to myself to stop feeling guilty about everything I normally feel guilty about. Guilty about not being perfect all the time, or ever really. Guilty for not having the most exemplary wardrobe or flawless body. Guilty for eating too much gluten or drinking too much coffee. Guilty for making investments or taking career risks that don't pan out. Guilty for not responding to every email. Guilty for not being the perfect mom, wife, or friend. I'm exhausted just talking about all this unnecessary guilt. When I dug deep and thought about why I've wasted so much of my short, precious time on Earth apologizing for things, I realized that it stems from the intense pressure to have it all, do it all, and be well-balanced at the same time. It's difficult to be everything to all people at any given time, whether you're a student, a parent, a boss, an employee, a spouse, an athlete, an artist, a friend in need, an entrepreneur, or a multi-hyphenate. We're told to be great at everything in order to achieve some lofty and unrealistic level of balance across all areas of our lives. I'm here to burst that bubble. I think the idea of being well-balanced is about as off-kilter as a born and bred Scotsman dancing the Irish jig. Get it? Off-kilter? I believe that striving to be well-balanced is a lousy setup for one of three things: failure, unreasonable expectations, or worse, mediocrity. Shudder. The people you love, the passions you have, and the things you want to accomplish shouldn't be gauged by how well you balance stuff because, let's face it, you can't achieve anything of importance, value, or significance by striving to have it all in a 24-hour period. Talk about stress. Speaking of having it all, even though I do subscribe to the more is more philosophy of life, I'm sorry, but all is not necessarily better. Have you ever gone to one of those 24-hour all-you-can-eat Vegas buffets? 10 servings later at 3 a.m., did you still feel that having it all was a good life decision? How about at 10 a.m.? Yeah, no. Whatever it is you want to excel at, whether it's your career, your family, your fitness level, a personal passion, a specific project, your social life, anything, you have to prioritize it by putting it at the top of your to-do list. Over and over and over and over and over again. Well balanced? Ha! I have a different theory to success.